David Andrews from the New England Patriots is with us now.
He knows where those cameras are.
They have hidden cameras on you to check for COVID violations?
I guess. I don't know, man.
How about them Braves?
I wish the game didn't start at 8 o'clock and go to midnight, but I was super excited for them to get that. You know, it's been a fan of them for a long time, and, you know, just glad they finally got one.
Do you win any bets over the weekend?
No bets over the weekend.
Okay.
But, I mean, you know, wow. No one's really wanting to bet against the Bulldogs right now.
We are all over the map here. We've gone from COVID cameras to
how's your baby?
To Georgia football. Zoe's now asking you about your baby.
He's doing good. He's probably giving his mama hell today, so I'll see when I get home.
Did you get him a hunting gun yet?
Not yet.
Okay.
I did, but I've been using it, and but I said it's for him, so.
Yeah. Would you let Zoe hold your baby? Zoe loves to take babies from people and just grab them. Would you let
loves
Zoe?
Babies. Yeah. Big baby guy.
Are you, Zoe?
Yeah. Yeah. People don't like the people in Miami wouldn't give me the baby, but I got another baby. When we were at a game.
I would let Zoe hold my baby.
I'll watch your baby. You can leave with me and Amy. We'll watch your baby and you guys go have a good time.
All right.
I mean, they did raise three children.
Yeah.
You know,
they're still alive.
They have done it. They're living, breathing organisms, those three children.
It is. It is a wild thing, that is for sure.
Zoe will even watch your dogs.
No, his dogs are aggressive, I think.
Yes. No, my dogs are good.
You got shepherds, right?
My dogs are good. Yeah, but they're chill.
Tell me last shepherd you ever been around is chill. Those dogs are nuts.
They are a little bit of a psycho, but...
Would your dog kick Winovich's dog's ass?
My male, I don't, from what I remember, doesn't really like Winovich's dog.
Yeah.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Oh, they've met, huh?
Cocky dog, huh? It's all fluffy and
but flight. He doesn't like anyone messing with his ball, so.
Yeah.
I know the feeling.
License plate checker. That's what he is. Let me go behind you and sniff.
All right.
Yeah.
His tennis ball.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I thought you meant checking the license plates. Right.
Come on, guys.
Yeah. Come on now. Did you see Freddie Freeman's home run last night in the seventh inning of the World Series? Okay, you didn't make it.
No.
Well, there's...
No, the last thing I saw was Solar's home run.
Yeah, and at that
the point, one that went to outer space.
Yeah, yeah. I don't. Did they find the ball yet? I don't know if they found the ball.
It's in orbit.
So during that game, the announcer, Joe Buck, you know Joe Buck. Everyone knows Joe Buck. As he hit his home run in the seventh inning, said it may be his last at bat as a Brave, and that's upset Braves fans. I want to know if you were as upset today about that.
I mean, that's just part of professional sports. So, no, I mean, I didn't know. I didn't really even pay attention to it.
Hey, you guys, let's get back to football, too, here.
Well, we never really did get to football, so let's
Yeah, feeling pretty good. That's a good win for you guys. Something we've been talking about with you since week one and the frustrations of having to do the interview after losses, you'll be feeling pretty good. I mean, that's a good West Coast trip for you guys to go out there, do what you did in a running game and passing game. Feel like you're getting some continuity up front?
Yeah, you know, I think it was a good win. Obviously, this could do some things better. But it was good to be in, you know, a close game like that and come out on the right side, you know. But emptied the tank and trying to refill it because we got a big challenge this week. This Carolina team does a lot of good things. Whatever kind of statistic you want to look at, they're top five defense. So got a lot of good disruptive players up front. So it's going to be a big challenge for us again here this week.
David, what do you think it says about an offense that, like, where you're able to close out a game the way you were and go on the 9-minute drive, 14 plays, and really put the game away? Like, what do you think it says about a group when you're able to put together that sort of drive when it matters most and kind of continue to convert in critical third downs and put a good opponent like the Chargers away?
Yeah, you know, I think, you know, we practice and talk and walk through and practice and talk and all about situational football, and you never know when different situations are going to come up and, got in the game and, the receivers catching the balls on the sideline, making some good decisions, staying in bounds, understanding we're trying to eat up clock here, making them use their timeouts. So just a good drive and, took 11 guys each play executing. So
David, I know you were not a fan of Jerry Tillery's hit on Mac Jones in that game on Sunday. I'm just wondering if you've told Mac at any point that as a quarterback, there is a huge advantage in this league to crying to the officials. The quarterbacks that cry and complain to refs always get calls. So I know he's a rookie, but tell him to start doing it because it works. It's productive. I know it's annoying. We all hate seeing it when the quarterback is complaining to the ref, but it works. It's impactful. Brady was great at that. You know that. Brady was excellent at crying to the refs. He's good.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. Well, you know,
you got to work those guys.
You can tell them. So
I'll let them know. You tell them to call us. I'll tell them all about it.
I will.
Hey, a lot of hitting after the whistle with that crew, though.
Very chippy.
Right?
Do what?
They were chippy after the whistle. The Chargers.
Yeah, it was a chippy game, you know, and but just football.
Yeah.
So
you gotta like those, though.
I thought we stood up to him, answered, and played well. So
good.
All right then. All right, David Andrews, appreciate the time. Thanks.
See you, pal.
See you guys.
All right, David Andrews on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline.